97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high
class. It is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Bo Matthews here. Mark Cox, Carl Middleman, our executive producer. Beep producing beep. Finally. Finally, F-I-N-E-L-Y, finally, not finally, but, you know, I'm pretty good friends, thank goodness, for the folks out in Eureka. I don't live in Eureka, I live near, but Chuck Mayer is a long time friend, long time, and we've done some, we found some common ground, and we love to play poker, we love to play Texas Hold'em, and so we are going to make an announcement about this next year's Big Dogs Poker Bash in support of the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. So that's going to be exciting. However, Chuck is playing the part of an elf. We did a toy drive last weekend that was a great success. And this week continues with Shop with a Cop. Welcome the president of the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, Chuck Mayer. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Bo?
I'm good. I gave him the 45-minute warning before we took this phone call. I called it the Viagra warning.
I told him I've been up for hours. I was so excited to get to talk to Mark this morning, I couldn't sleep.
What you meant to say there was you got up really early, as you do every day of the week, to listen to the Mark Cox morning show.
I did.
Okay. I thought, yeah, that too.
And you know I do, because I'm texting you throughout your show.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, when you do wake up early, you wake up to listen to me, Bo. Thank you.
I do, from my thought tub. I do want to point out that the Shop with a Cop program has been going on for a long time. It affects a lot of people. And as president of the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, we are going to give you an opportunity to make a donation for this next week's shopping. But, Chuck, I wanted you to explain the program that the young people get to go shopping with a cop, the good guys.
They do. We actually started it, kicked off last night. We had probably around 25 kids last night with police officers that were from the police chief down to the newest hire. They just hired a new police officer. He was there last night having fun. Kids have a great time. They get to interact with the police. Excuse me. Police pick them up, take them up to Walmart. They get to shop. They get $100 to spend on toys of their choice. A lot of them spend it on toys for their siblings or their parents. And then we get a list from the parents, and the parents are normally there with them, but we get a list of clothes and stuff they need, and then they get to pick out clothes, another $100 worth of clothes. And then last night was kind of neat. Walmart, actually, this year, for the first year, they had a table set up where they had gifts for the parents. So Walmart stepped up that way this year, too. So
Chuck,
it's just a great thing. It brings the community together.
Well, it does. And, you know, you've got all these different plans over the years to – you know, to community-oriented policing, they used to call it, and all this stuff, and it's taken a lot of heat. I can't think of a better way to establish that initial relationship with the kids in the community and the police than something like this.
Amen. Yep.
Right. Well, a lot of these kids, the only time they see a police officer is in a negative situation, and this brings them together. They're in a neutral environment, and they can see they're just people just like we are. You know, they're just doing their job, so...
Yeah. Well, as I was texting Chuck this morning with his 45-minute warning, I wanted to remind him to think of some of the huge stories, because usually right after Shop with a Cop is over with, that's when we get to planning for the Poker Bash, which, again, we have an announcement coming up shortly. But, man, Chuck, you always come back with massive stories that have impacted not only the families but the police officers. Tell us, was it last year or the year before when there was the shoplifting incident?
It was probably 3 years ago now, I guess. There was actually a couple there that unfortunately were hard times. It was Christmas, and they had shoplifted, and they had taken food. It wasn't clothes. It wasn't pills.
Just frivolous stuff.
It was food that they needed for their family. Well, unfortunately for them, the day they did that was the day of Shop with a Cop. There was 20 police officers there, so it didn't work out real well for them. But Chief Wiggin and Lieutenant Wordis, they seen there was a family in need, and they pulled them aside, and it worked out for the family. Unfortunately, when something is taken like that at Walmart, food-wise, it cannot be put back on the shelf. So Lieutenant Wordis actually had a needy family that needed food, and the food went to them, which helped that family also. But, people are in need at this time of year. One of the coolest things that I've seen through this program, last year there was a family that the father was incarcerated. Lieutenant Wordis was actually the one that arrested him, and Lieutenant Wordis was taking his kids out for Shop with a Cop. And after Shop with a Cop every year, the kids get to go to Culver's for dinner with the police officers. Well, the father knew that the kids were going to Culver's, and he actually called the kid's phone while they were at Culver's and thanked Lieutenant Wordis, which is the one that put him in jail for taking care of his kids, and thanked him for helping him get back on the right path.
Wow. Great stories, and I'm sure there'll be more of them to come. Chuck Mayer, our guest, president of the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. And, Chuck, I was happy to run into you at Guns and Hoses. What a great event that was, huh?
That was, yes. It was a good night. It was a good cause.
I tell you, they do such good work down there. I'm glad we had them on here before, just to try to help them sell some tickets. It was a sellout. They usually raise about $1 million for backstoppers at that event. And, that is, as we talked about before, Backstoppers is a great organization. It's there for people lost in the line of duty. But for all the people that go to work every day, they may get injured. They may just need help with a bill. They may need just the community to show them some love. That's where the Police Officer Support Fund comes in, right?
Correct. We actually had an officer this year was ran over by a person trying to get away from the police and broke
his stolen car.
In a stolen car. Unfortunately, they caught him. He was probably an inch away from being crushed to death. He is lucky it was his leg, but he was off work for about 4 months, and that was one of the things that the support fund kind of kicks in to help the family. Backstoppers is a great organization, but it covers death, and it doesn't cover, somebody being hurt on the job. So,
And I want to remind, and maybe not a lot of people know this, Chuck, the horrible shooting at that school, everybody heard about the teacher that was killed, who stepped between the bad guy and the kids to protect the kids, the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. He won't brag about it, but I will. What did you guys do for her funeral? Because she was related to the Eureka police officer.
Correct. She was the mother of one of the police officers here in Eureka, and it just shows that family, the giving, and you talk about a true hero to save kids, to put your life in front of a bullet like that. I mean, they can't ask for her. Look for a bigger hero than that, and her son the same way. He serves the Eureka Police Department. But the support fund, actually, it was at our trunk or treat that we have here at the office. We had people asking what they could do to make a donation, and we took a donation for the family, and we took food down for the family at the funeral. And it was all through donations here in Eureka. Eureka is a great community. Anytime that you put anything out there for the police, fire department, first responders, the community steps up. So,
you guys do a great job.
We just took a donation, and we took the money, bought the food for the funeral for the family so they didn't have to worry about it. And whatever the money was left over, we donated to the family. So,
okay. So, Chuck, I do want to mention and give people an opportunity over this weekend that they can make a donation for the Shop with a Cop program. Where can we direct them?
They can either drop a check off or call our office, Realty Executives Premier in Eureka. The phone number is, I'll just give you my cell number, probably the easiest way. It's 314-650-8863. Or they can drop a check off at 113 Hilltop Village Center Drive in Eureka. Or we have a Venmo account set up. It's Venmo, you go to Venmo, and it's at EPOSF. which is the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. And if they want to make a donation to Shop with a Cop, there's a reason that you make a donation. You can just put a Shop with a Cop. And then also, we had talked about the poker tournament, which is coming up, and that's going to be on March 5th. We've got the date set for March 5th. Mark said he's already going to win it. So,
hold on. Is it his anniversary?
No,
that's the first question.
We've covered that. No. My anniversary is the 27th, and you guys have moved it back just for me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
We did. Just for Mark.
Well, that's a great event, the Big Dogs Poker Bat.
Yeah,
go ahead, Chuck.
Wants to sign up for that, if somebody wants to sign up for that in time, and they can give it for a Christmas present or whatever, you can go to the Venmo account and just put in Reason Poker, and then we'll know it's for the poker tournament. We'll get you entered into the tournament. And
I think it's a great gift when you don't know what to get anybody. Yeah. Chuck Mayer, president of the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, owner of Realty Executives Premier, and my dear friend of many, maybe too many years. We really appreciate everything you do, Chuck. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Always love having you on, Chuck. Thanks for all you do for the community.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys. You guys are both a huge part of it, so we appreciate all you do.
Hey, we're happy to do it. Chuck, we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up, we've got a couple of things that have gone on this week that you need to be aware of. First of all, over in Illinois, they're floating bans and confiscation again of American sporting rifles. This week, they rolled that out. They're debating it up in Springfield, where they have a Democrat supermajority and J.B. Pritzker at the end of the buffet waiting to sign the bill. So we're going to talk to our friend Mark Walters, who is he's an author. He's a radio host. He runs Armed American Radio, which is fantastic. We're going to get to him coming up on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.